What a lovely sound.
Hello.
And welcome to Austria. That's how you say hello in German, by the way. Comedically. How are you doing? So, I'm in Austria, and normally I do these podcasts. Let's do a very quick intro. Normally it's, hey, I'm trying to get to 100 countries. This is country, wow, wow, wow. And this is what it's like. Same format, but it doesn't count, this one, because I've been to Austria loads of times. Now, you may say, hey, Vinny, if you've been to Austria loads of times, why are you doing a podcast from there? The whole point is you're supposed to explore new places and do podcasts from those places. Yeah, I know, but, you know, I made the rules. I can bend them. And I've got a lot of time on my hands. Reason for that, I'm on a snowboarding holiday, and all my friends are snowboarding. I'm sat outside our place in the sun because the old ankle's packed in. Yeah, I've had an injury. So I can't snowboard. So I'm kind of sitting around in a lovely Austrian village doing nothing. It could be worse, but my ankle hurts like a bastard. Anyway, the point is that, yes, I've been to Austria loads of times, nearly always for the same reason, snowboarding. Also, my brother briefly lived in Vienna many years ago, so I came to visit him. So I've been to Vienna, I've been to Salzburg, and I've been all the way through these valleys to all the various different, well, not all of the resorts, but a lot of them. And my conclusion is, Austria is fucking brilliant. So, yeah, I'm incapacitated, not drunk, just injured. And although I was a bit drunk when I... Oh, no, I better not say that in case the insurance company listen to this. I was not in any way drunk when I was snowboarding and hurt myself. So, welcome along to Austria. There'll be a very little bit of wind here and there. I've tried to come out of the wind. Sit in the sun. I feel like I'm 90. Oh, I'm getting a bit jealous. I'm looking at some hikers with some sticks, and I've always thought hikers tend to look like a bunch of absolute losers. Even though I like hiking, it's just the gear that annoys me. But now I'm looking at their sticks with a newfound envy. So where am I? Let's find out. I don't know, but I've got my Google Maps, and it's Hopfgartenmarkt. Hopfgartenmarkt, which is in the Tyrol Valley. And you'll hear buses coming by, all free in the area. And you can go down the valley to the various little towns. This town's, I would say, particularly small. Can we stop the traffic now? Thank you. You were good for effect at the beginning, but you might become a bit annoying. I could definitely do better than this. Normally, I'd walk through a nice field somewhere just slightly up the valley, full of green grass and mooing cows with their cowbells on, although most of them are in the I nearly said cupboard then, the cow cupboard, otherwise known as a barn. Yeah, I think the ibuprofen might be making me feel a bit weird. Cow cupboard, what the fuck. It's like I'm having a senior moment. Okay, I'm going to walk a little bit, or I'll hobble with you, and try and explain where I am and what's going on. So first of all, I'll just explain the injury to get that out of the way. So I was on a snowboard yesterday, and I had my boot was too tight, which is the least rock and roll injury that is possible, and is frankly slightly embarrassing when you have to go to a doctor to say, I'm in my 40s and then seem to be incapable of actually understanding how to do up a shoe properly. So yeah, that's what happened. I'm just going to park myself next to this mountain stream, slightly away from the road, so I hope it's slightly better to listen to. I'll walk just down a little bit. So, where was I? Oh, God. Right, so I'm sat down. I might never get up, but there you go. And I'll explain what's happened. So, I was snowboarding down a hill, and I'm quite good at it, which... when you see me now, you'd say, evidently, I don't think you are. I suppose the more British way of saying it would be, I'm not shit. Although, again, it would appear that I am at least a bit shit. Did a few falls, nothing too scary, but my ankle started hurting. Should have stopped, didn't. Did about 9 hours of snowboarding, which is way more than is needed. and I hurt myself just by having a tight boot and overdoing it. And as a result, it's quite weird looking at my feet, actually, because one looks like a normal foot and the other one looks like, if you were going to buy a shoe for it, the appropriate shoe would be that for a clown. In fact, it's the only time in my life I've ever wanted a pair of Crocs. As we all know, the most hideous shoe known to man, and you should be shot against a wall for owning a pair. But I can now see the bonus in them when you've got a big, fat, swollen ankle, because mine's wedged in a Timberland boot, and frankly, is not having a nice time in there. I might have to take it off, but I'm not going to put you through the pain of me taking my shoe off, because I think you'll just tune out at that point and say, Vinny appears to be 98. This morning, woke up, there's no fucking way I could get a snowboard boot on, so that wasn't going to happen. And I was in quite a lot of pain. And then I did a walk to the bathroom and realised that I was doing what my friends called the Ministry of Silly Walks walk. Monty Python lovers unite, if you know what I'm talking about. I look beyond stupid walking around. In fact, not only do I look stupid, I also look like I'm in the amount of pain that I am in. I just had an ibuprofen, which is doing some absolute lovely work on me right now. I had to phone my insurance company before I went to the doctor to get the permission to go to that doctor, right, because I've got travel insurance. And they asked me so many questions, including, were you drunk? If you look at any Austrian bar on the mountain and just watch what happens on any lunchtime in the sun, you'll realise that absolutely everyone on every mountain is pissed. It's just the way it is. I mean, I don't know how much money these places make, but I should imagine they make more on the beer than they do the lift passes, that's for sure. Perhaps it was the booze that made me feel like I hadn't hurt myself. Maybe booze is unhelpful in that respect. So, but yeah, that's what happened. And then I went to the doctor this morning after I got off the phone with the insurance company, and he had a little prod, a little poke, all around the ankle, you understand. He was professional. And I had the conclusion that I need to take ibuprofen, ice my ankle, and I should be okay. Had an x-ray and there was no breakage, and that's all that really matters, doesn't it? But I won't be snowboarding and I won't be running. But I do like the Austrian efficiency. You get a note from the doctor that you then take to the hill and say, my doctor says I can't snowboard, and they give you money back on your lift pass. So that's kind of cool. I'm also €300 down because I had to front the money for the x-ray and the exam, and hopefully the insurance company will pay something back. They did ask me a lot of completely fucking pointless questions, though. One of them was, did you have a helmet on? I did. We are talking about my ankle. Did you inform the ski patrol? No. Did you get airlifted from the mountain? Again, it is just an ankle. So, I mean, call me a diva, but I think a helicopter ride might be taking the piss. After about, I think it was 20 minutes of questions, which I wouldn't dream of boring you with, I managed to get the all clear to go to the doc. And the doc gave me the all clear to go home and lie on my bed, which I've been doing, but got quite mind-numbingly frustrated with not being out in this beautiful world. So that's where I am. The sun is shining. It's probably about 10 degrees, maybe a snidge more. And all I can see around me is lots and lots of green. And you might hear that stream in the distance. That just proves that the snow is melting at a record rate. And that is, unfortunately, what brings me on to the next part of this. So, enough of me and my injury. What's going on with snowboarding and what's it like? Well, look, snowboarding, skiing. If you're going to go anywhere in Europe, I would always advise Austria. Always. One, it's beautiful. Two, it's not that expensive. Three, it's fairly easy to get to and around. The efficiency of the trains, airports, you name it, it all works. And then last but not least, the most important thing of all is the après-ski, the post-skiing fun, which is, in Austria, incredible. You come off the mountain, sometimes you don't even come off the mountain, it's the last run on the mountain, and you go into a bar and they play the most horrific umpah music, or Johnny Depp. Yes, that kind of a thing, but given the situation of lots of people partying, it's absolutely brilliant. Hello. Oh, good.
Where are you from?
London.
Huh?
London.
You from, yeah? Mayor. Am I okay to sit here?
Okay. It's,
yeah. Is it private?
It's private, but. Yeah.
Okay. I'll be gone in 2 minutes.
Sit down.
Thank you.
You ever get the feeling you might be in someone's garden?
Okay. I think I've just worked out that I've accidentally walked into someone's garden, which is quite impressive, actually. Anyway, she said that I could stay here, but I feel a bit awkward. She said, where are you from? And I said, London. I thought that's what she meant. But now I realise the real question was, where are you from? Because I assume you don't live in my house. Oh, she's coming back. It's getting embarrassing. Okay, I'm on the move. Oh, Christ, you can't get away from this place quickly, though. Here we go. Oh, hop along, kid. Oh, she's going to feel bad. I hurt my leg. On a snowboard. Yeah, so I'm just having a relaxing day, you know?
Yeah, okay.
All the best. Thanks. Cheers. Okay, I've just realised that bridge across the stream actually leads. This looks like a road, but actually it's someone's driveway into their house. God, thank goodness I'm not in America. I wonder how many times I'd have been shot if I did this sort of thing in America. I'd probably have fucking holes in me by now. I'd look like a fucking cheese grater. Right, there's a bit of wind now, sorry about that. I'll try and find somewhere out of the wind. Nothing's going to happen quickly though, so just bear with me. Even you, dear listener, have to be patient with me today. I think I'm starting to get my mojo back in the leg department. Going past the doctor's clinic now. Dr. Muller, famed for his fruit corners, of course. That joke works in England, but it probably doesn't work anywhere else. And he was a lovely, lovely touch. Right, I'm going to head home. I live underneath a beautiful old Catholic church with two green domes topped with gold crosses, underneath which pale yellow painted facade of what I would imagine is a building that's hundreds of years old would date back before these villages became so lively thanks to skiing, snowboarding, occasional mountain biking and walking. That's what really is the lifeblood of these towns now, because obviously they're all so old, they're not built as ski resorts, they're built as little communities where they could, you know, sell cattle, do simple markets, and, sorry, I know I sound like I'm in pain, because I fucking am. I'm going to sit on this bench. Yeah, do simple markets and live. That's how things used to be. And then along came skiing, probably just when people started flocking to cities and saying, I don't need to live in a rural place anymore. And, skiing has kept them alive. Okay, sat down, shades on, I can tell you a bit more. So that brings us to the Austria of today and what we've got. And that is, there's that church going off now. Well, I say the church is going off, it's more the bell, obviously. Mansplain. I've got fairly bad news when it comes to all these beautiful towns in the future. And that is two words, climate change. You see, it's March here in Austria, and it's perfectly reasonable to come away on a skiing holiday in March. And I know this because my friends and I have done it many times in many Marches in many parts of Austria. But one thing we've all collectively noticed is it's becoming harder and harder to get any snow in March. And in fact, sometimes even February. See, the problem with Austria, as opposed to northern Italy and some parts of France, is their resorts are quite low. The altitude isn't as significant here. You just don't have the height that you get in the mountains of some parts of France and northern Italy. Whilst it's exquisitely beautiful, it is extremely green. In fact, there isn't one patch of snow visible anywhere here in this town. And normally you would look up and see just above the town, the snow line would start and continue all the way up. Well, that's just not there. And you can only make so much snow, right? If you've got snow cannons, yeah, you can make snow, but there's no point making snow if it's going to be 10 degrees above, because it's just not going to last. Plus, it needs to be cold enough for the snow cannons to actually work. Otherwise, they're just going to pump out a load of water. So the problem is, in places like this, is unless things change, and we've probably got a couple of paranoid weirdos listening to this that don't believe in climate change, but I think we can all put that argument firmly behind us and say that that's a thing. Henceforth, it would be very unlikely for this town and all of the others like it, of which there's hundreds, possibly even thousands here in Austria, to survive. I'll say that again. I don't think these towns will survive. I can't see how it can be done. They need a long season with plenty of snow every year, guaranteed. And those guarantees have gone. And it's really interesting because even my group were talking when we first arrived about giving up going to this place and other places like it, and instead moving into France and Italy for future trips, which is such a shame because Austria is way more fun and is cheaper and is just, I bloody love the Austrians. They're just incredibly nice people and they love to party, like the Wenger boys. Wenger boys, where are they from? Let me know. First email comes in, I will give you a shout on the next podcast. Actually, I need to do more interactive stuff, don't I? I never give you guys a mention. It's very rude of me banging on at you. If you'd like to get in touch, go to vinnywhite.co.uk. Weird spelling, V-I-N-N-E-Y, white.co.uk. Click on contact. And if you really love this podcast, you can donate. Wouldn't normally ask for the money, but I've got a feeling that €300 medical bill might not come back in its entirety when I put the insurance claim in. So I'll take anything you've got. Thanks. I think, going back to where we were there, I think that the issue is going to be for these beautiful little towns that have been kept alive for all these decades with skiing and snowboarding and all of the massive commerce that brings in, I think that might be disappearing as we speak. This town has one pub and we went to it on our first night and found out it's recently closed for good and it's the last pub to close. So you've got this whole ski town. Thankfully, there's a couple of restaurants and they've been very accommodating for our need for beer. But there's no pub and there probably never will be. It's not a viable business opportunity to set that back up because people just aren't coming anymore. And they're not coming because of the one component that you need for these things.
Record temperatures have again caused problems for ski resorts this winter. In a ski Austrian resort, stickers are removing remaining snow from ski slopes to welcome summer sports.
Austria is a very small country for population. There's only 9 million people that live here, and about 2 million of them live in Vienna. A fair chunk of people that live in the other cities of Salzburg and Innsbruck, and the other one, which I've forgotten, Gdansk? No. Just making that up. That's not even in this country. Don't know why I said that. Anyway, there's only a handful of cities, and the biggest by far and away is the beautiful city of Vienna, which you must visit. I'm not going to talk much about that because I haven't been there for years, but it's the home of the most obscenely beautiful classical music, and the venues that you can watch that music in are opulent beyond explanation. So if you really want to treat yourself and enjoy some culture, I dare say you could do a lot worse than going to a Mozart symphony in one of the ancient theatres. So I think I will come back to you. I'm going to record a little bit more later, but I think I should take a few drugs and put some ice on the old ankle. I enjoyed that walk, but it did hurt. And frankly, I don't think the doctor would have appreciated me doing that. And I don't want to upset Dr. Muller, because as luck would have it, I live right next to his surgery, and you can probably see me hobbling around outside the window, having told me explicitly not to do that. So yeah, I think I'm going to go home, take Dr. Muller's orders, and have a little resty poo and do some editing on this podcast. If you want to come to Austria, and why wouldn't you, then I would recommend flying into Innsbruck if you want to get the train down the valley to any of the snowboarding places. The biggest one I would say is probably St. Anton, which I've been to before and is excellent. But you can't really go wrong with any of these. Just be careful if you are spring skiing because you might well not have any snow. So if you're going to go to Austria, maybe I'll take my own advice on this soon. Don't come in March. I mean, if the snow's great, then whoop-de-doo, you've rocked it. But if you're booking a year in advance for March, yeah, I'd say that's a bit of a gamble. I wouldn't do that if I were you. I'd wait and see what happens and book late when you know there's snow. Or, sadly, go somewhere else. Oh no, I feel so bad because it's such an exquisitely beautiful country. In a nutshell, Austria, absolutely fantastic country. It's never done me wrong. I've always thought it's brilliant. And it's one of those places, if you're listening to this in North America, you really should visit, actually. Sometimes when I'm doing these European podcasts, I really like the country I'm in, but I wouldn't necessarily recommend it for a North American, because I know that, you know, North Americans, they come a long way, they spend a lot of money, and many times they haven't been to Europe. So, you know, why go to Norway when it's really expensive, quite cold, and so on? So I wouldn't necessarily recommend all the countries that I visit in Europe to visit for North Americans, but I would recommend this one. Oh fuck yeah, you really, if you're coming to Europe, you absolutely definitely should come to one of these little mountain villages in the Alps in Austria, because I really think you'd have a spectacular time. And even if you stay just to the cities, you'd still have a really beautiful experience and quite unique to Austria. So yeah, I'd say you should put it on your list. You know, don't just do your Rome's, your Paris's, also chuck in a good old lump of Austria, because it is just a phenomenally beautiful place. And unless you're coming from the Rockies, you probably haven't seen anything like it in terms of geology and pure, unadulterated, clean air, natural beauty, and wonder. Wunder. It is wunderbar. There you go. That's one for their license plates. Austria. It's bloody wunderbar. When I left the doctor this morning, he gave me a prescription to some absolute humdingers. 600 milligram motherfuckers that take all the pain away. He said, pop down the road to the pharmacist and they'll fix you up. So I went out to the receptionist, paid my €300, cried a bit, got over it, and then decided to walk down to the pharmacist. And she said, it's a 2-minute walk. Now, you have to bear in mind, when she said it was a 2-minute walk, she knew damn well that for me, it's not going to be 2 minutes. There's not much I can do about it. Let me tell you what a 2-minute walk is in my current position. 15. That's how slow I am. So walking past a couple of skiers who have got their health. I'm feeling a peculiar pang of jealousy, which I must keep an eye on. Anyway, I said, all right, well, I'll go down to the pharmacy, chemist, whatever, and go and get me the pills. So I went down there, 15 minutes for a 2-minute walk, get there, it's fucking closed. And it's one of those things where normally that would be quite inconvenient, but it's absolutely demoralising because it's Saturday and they're not open tomorrow at all, and I leave tomorrow anyway to go to Innsbruck, and it's just a pain in the tits, isn't it, because I missed it by all of 10 minutes. And the irony, of course, if I could have walked normally, I would have made it on time before they closed. But if I could have walked normally, I wouldn't be going to the pissing pharmacy. As I was walking home, a woman just spoke to me in German. Now, my German is horrific. I know Kartoffel, because that's potato and it's quite funny, and mein Liebling, if you want to say my darling, basically I'm Scheisse. I know that one as well. Crikey, I'm nearly fluent. Yeah, so I was walking back and a German woman said, hey there, you know what you need? You need something for your leg. You need to go and see the doctor. Why don't you go and see Dr. Müller? And I showed her a piece of paper that Dr. Müller had given me, and I said, I've been to Dr. Müller, and he said I should go to the pharmacy. And she said, yeah, you definitely need a pharmacy. The pharmacy's that way. And I said, yeah, but the thing is, I've been to the pharmacy, and they're closed. And she went, right, well, then what you need to do is go back to Dr. Müller, ring on the emergency bell outside the clinic, and he'll come out and fix the situation. I'm like, I can't see how he's going to do that, but I'll do it anyway. So I go back, press this little button on the outside of the clinic, and out comes the receptionist, who now it's been half an hour to do essentially a 4-minute walk to the chemist and back. And she's like, oh, it's you. What are you doing here? I said, well, I haven't got any pills because the pharmacy's closed. She goes, well, it was open when you left. Yes, it might have been, but I'm not that rapid, am I? But you could see her in real time realising, do you know what? I think it was a bit irresponsible for me to send a man hobbling down the road on his own. In retrospect, he was never going to make it. I feel a bit of a knobhead. Or at least that's what her face did. And then so she pops out the back. Fair play to her. She only rustles up a load of ibuprofen and some anti-inflammatory cream. The exact things that were on the prescription. And she just gave them to me for free. Because she felt bad about sending me to the pharmacist. So I would like to take this opportunity to say that Austrians are bloody lovely. Thank you. It really, really made my day because... Well, I just didn't know what to do, basically. Apart from just lie there with ice on my leg going, ah, ah, ah. And now I can lie there with ice on my leg and not do almost any ah, ah, ahs. Now, it's later in the day. I've sat about doing nothing. I did edit this podcast. I mean, the bits that I've already recorded. It would be hard to edit this bit, being that it hasn't happened yet. Jesus. I mean, I know AI is good, but it's not that good yet. It does make you think, though, there must be a facility that AI will... automatically edit as you talk. You know when you get those absolutely monstrous voicemails on WhatsApp from your friend who goes on far too long about fuck all? Can we get AI to sort that out? Can people, by the way, on that, can you not think in real time? I appreciate that that's half of what this podcast is, but hopefully I do it without going, what was I going to say? Oh yeah, that's it. Oh no, it's gone again. Never mind. Oh yeah, shopping. Can you pick up some bread? Fucking hell. So, hopefully AI will fix that. And now it cuts back to me in a very quiet restaurant with... there should be a word for this. You know, like when there's quite good songs and then they do a sort of lounge version, right? So, you know, you remember that annoyingly popular track, Get Lucky? It wasn't a bad track, but it was just overplayed. I just heard that in a lounge version and it was, we're up all night to get lucky. And right now I can hear, more than a woman, more than a woman to me. Being sung by a lounge woman, which sort of makes it a bit lesbian, doesn't it? Yeah, lounge versions. I think if I was... I nearly said if I was an Austrian that... had a penchant for making some very severe rules, and then I thought about what I was about to say, and I thought, actually, yeah, probably won't say that. But anyway, if I had any power, I would ban that music from this country and every other country that plays, actually. That sort of Sade, loungy, slowed down. It's like getting a really good song and then absolutely fucking it right up. Anyway, shouldn't know. I'm very happy in this restaurant. It's just amazing how many people are coming in and saying, can I have some food? And she's saying no. And it's 8:45. In Lisbon, they'd just be thinking about going out for dinner. And here, they're wrapping it up. It's weird. But I just had a fantastic Tyrolean dish of fried potatoes, bacon, and a fried egg on top, onions, and they'd wedged in a bit of steak, which I didn't even know about. I won the meat lottery. A couple of beers. I'm just hanging out in Innsbruck. Oh, I probably should have told you that from the beginning, shouldn't I? Yeah, I'm in Innsbruck, which is a tiny city, really. It's, I think there's only 100,000 people that live here. Wedged in the mountains, exceptionally beautiful. And I think I've made this point before on the Slovenia podcast. Sorry, Slovakia, Slovenia. I know that must tire you so much. It's always amazing how much I consciously try not to mix them up, and I do. Anyway, point is, I made this point in the Slovenia podcast that the rail system through Austria is excellent, and actually one of the best things you can do in Europe is just get a train through Austria. Honestly, it's great. You can have a glass of red wine. If you want a meal, they'll serve it up on a china plate. None of that throwaway disposable shit. The food will be exceptional, and it'll be served up by a man with a smile and some napkins, you know. Again, not paper ones. It's a restaurant experience on a train,
and the views are so spectacular, you're just constantly gobsmacked by the obscene beauty of the mountain ranges as they go whizzing past, sometimes close and sometimes in the far distance, with glaciers capped on the top of them. Oh, it's bloody gorgeous. I was only on a train briefly today and I enjoyed every minute of it, other than the outrageous pain that's swelling in my foot area. Update on that, because I know you must be beside yourself with worry. It's better, thanks for asking, you fucking bastards. Yeah, anyway, I'm in this restaurant. It's great. It's quiet. I wouldn't come here for a party this town, but it's the food's exceptional. A lot of Tyrolean food, right? So we're in the Tyrol Valley, so a lot of Tyrolean food is quite heavy on potatoes and stuff. It's a bit like Polish food in the sense that if you were going to work out in the fields, and if you were going to go climbing up and down mountains looking after sheep, you'd probably want to make sure that you're quite full. You're going to need a lot of calories. So it's quite a heavy food, but in the winter weather, it's lovely. Here she comes. I think she's coming over. I'm going to get a glass of wine. Hey, thanks very much.
Please.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Do you like living here?
Yeah, my whole life.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just so beautiful and everything seems to be efficient. Yeah.
Where are you from?
London.
Oh, London is very nice.
It's nice, but I like
but
the mountains.
Very expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, here is better.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very nice here. Yeah.
Does everyone do mountain sports, skiing?
Yeah. Our kids with 2 years can ski.
Is that right?
Yeah, they learned this. In kindergarten.
So that's like just after walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kindergarten, she learned skiing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah, every year 1 week.
Yeah. Every year 1 week.
Also with the school or with kindergarten. And then with the parents.
So is there anything I need to know about anything that's difficult here? I mean, obviously
difficult.
I need to learn the language. That might take a little while.
Yeah, German is... yeah.
Yeah.
But no.
Is it easy enough to get public transport?
Yeah, this is all easy.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is fine here.
So do you think you'll always live here? Do you think?
Yeah.
You just got lucky. It's a great town.
Yeah, it's fine here. Yeah. But I don't know. The doctor is free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no problem with the healthcare?
No. It's the best here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. When you work here, you can go to free to doctor, hospital, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got good public transport, free healthcare.
Yeah.
Happy people?
No.
Ah.
No, this is the one thing.
Ah.
Yeah, no.
So why aren't people happy?
I don't know. This, the Romanian people is very angry.
Is that right?
Yeah. Many.
What is there to be angry about?
I don't know.
You don't seem very angry.
No, I know. But we have many.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you ever get complaints here, you know, from difficult people?
What?
Do you get complaints, you know, are the foods not hot enough, or it doesn't taste good, that kind of thing?
No, this... Oh, yeah, no. What can I say? Say, I'm happy here. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why, but... It's very... Yeah.
I don't understand why they're unhappy.
No.
I mean, in London, I understand.
Yeah.
It's fucking expensive.
Oh, yeah.
The weather's not great.
Yeah.
It's not that beautiful. Yeah.
More happy people than unhappy people we have.
You do?
Yeah,
okay, well, that's not too
bad. Yeah. No, so very fine here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'll move.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, how lovely was she? And how cool is that to hear? It's such a beautiful thing, isn't it? To live in a town, grow up in a town, love the town, be happy in your life, know that what you've got is good, you know, free healthcare, free ski school for the kids and so on. and to actively say, yep, yeah, I'll probably die in this town. I think that's probably a good town. I think she's happy with her life. No, it's lovely to hear. I'm also happy with my bill. It's not that expensive here in Innsbruck. I mean, probably if you're from rural Austria, it hurts a bit, but when you spend a lot of time in London, everything seems a bit cheaper. So I just had a big fat meal and a cheeky little side salad, one glass of wine, two beers, and it was 32 euro. There's a man over there that keeps going. But yeah, don't go out late here, for Christ's sake. It's all over, man, and it's 9 o'clock. I think if I were to ask for another drink now, they might say, what? So you'll always be fed well in Austria. All right, well, look, I hope I haven't gone out. I feel like I've gone out on a little bit of a sort of ending. But, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. Overall, the trip, great. I mean, I'm lucky to be able to say that, really, being that I can't walk very well. But I still, honestly, I've just been thinking about it today philosophically. Who gives a fuck? I've been snowboarding for 25 years. I've had two significant injuries, and this is one of them. The other one was a broken collarbone, and let me tell you, that one really hurt. So I feel like everything's cool. If you're going to have a life where you do some adventure, occasionally you're going to hurt yourself. I'll be all right, Jack. It's all part of life's rich tapestry of madness. I hope you've enjoyed Austria. Hang on, there's a man leaving. Mr. Coffee is leaving. Well, I'm the last one here, and I think what a beautiful way to finish the podcast. Me drinking wine on my own. My friends have disappeared back to England on a different flight from me. I actually worked out that it was cheaper to fly the next day and get a fairly okay hotel than it was to go today. And I'm not in a rush to go anywhere, so that's what I'm doing. You've been listening to me, Vinnie White, travelling around doing a thing. This country doesn't count. Next podcast, I've decided that I want to do some questions. So if you wouldn't mind emailing some questions, I'd like to answer them. So it's just me in the restaurant, and what a beautiful time to consider not keeping these people at work any longer. Yeah, she's waving keys around. If you want to come to Innsbruck, don't come if you're up for a late night rave. But if you want to, you know, tackle some mountains, it's bloody brilliant. Right, I'm going to do one. See ya. This was mixed and produced in the UK by WeMakePodcasts.uk.